states, such as in the Bethel area, there are some villages that have a community of interest with Bethel. All their transportation links are with Bethel, but they're in the second judicial district and would have to go to Nome, which is really very impractical and because of community of interest, perhaps an unconstitutional concern. The legislature last year did provide that the Chief Justice could make exceptions to existing venue provisions by order. So what we have now is 7 separate documents that someone has to look at to determine where venue is. Our suggestion would be to simply turn venue over to the Supreme Court. Let the Supreme Court, by rule, figure out where venue is to be. This would probably entail creation of a venue map that would be in the rule. It would be one document, would be consistent with court standards. And that's what that legislation would provide. The third measure listed here, judicial vacancy, is primarily a housekeeping matter. The Constitution now provides that a judicial office becomes vacant either 90 days after a judge is rejected in an election or after the election for which a judge has failed to file. So 90 days after the election is the standard. However, the statutes for all but the Court of Appeals provide that for a judge who fails to file, it's 90 days after failing to file, rather than 90 days after the election. The statutes are inconsistent with the Constitution, and we would ask that the statutes be conformed to the Constitution. The final measure.
Courtesy call, then.
The final area is one that Art has already discussed, the internal auditor. That's been drafted based on both provisions out of the Alaska statute. It's also looking for the Anchorage Municipal Code. The municipality has its own internal auditor, fairly straightforward. If you have any questions at a later time, feel free to give me a call about this.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd like a report, if we could have one back, on the number of masters currently employed, committing magistrates, their salaries, done schematically so we can compare. And the reason for that, I'll be real upfront with you, Art, is I think the court system has utilized masters historically, and particularly in the Anchorage courts, as a band-aid approach when judicial resources got too far strung out, and went out, hired, and appointed a bunch of masters. They do not stand for election. Retention. They are not selected through the judicial council. They are not appointed by the governor. They are not accountable, in essence, to the public. They're only accountable to a presiding superior court judge who may or may not like them. And I would like to see us review that policy, and if in fact there are, as I believe there are, a significant number of those people being utilized in that capacity where the Constitution says you're supposed to have a judge, I'd like this committee to take a hard look at whether we want to bite the bullet or not, because maybe it's time we hired about 5-6 more judges up there and got rid of all these masters.
Representative Taylor is absolutely correct. In certain instances, we're using masters. Certainly the difference is they make recommendations to the judge, and the judge signs off on them. In some instances, those are rubber stamped. We do, however, use magistrates in very rural communities once in a while as masters, because there's no way to get anybody out there. Their workload is not great. In that instance, I think it's very well justified.
Sure.
To use them. And I distinguish the committing magistrates also, but because they're doing arraignment and so on and so forth, then bail is reviewed and they're not doing substantive things. But the master problem is one that the Supreme Court shares with Representative Taylor. They have asked us to study it. In fact, now a committee has been formed by the Supreme Court to look into that specific thing. I will be glad to provide you with all the information we have and the reports we have. One of the problems, Robin, as you know, we have got a judge that appoints a magistrate, a master in certain areas, and we don't get a copy of the order, so it may not be complete, but I think you'll understand that those people are used rarely, and it's just they're on the phone with the judge right away. You're more concerned in the urban areas, I would think, and I think we have much harder information on that.
And the other suggestion is I intend to submit a bill, and I believe Senator Ziegler will be submitting it on the Senate side, and that'll be for magistrate retirement. It's a subject that's been discussed in the committee before, and I'd like to have the court systems.
Supreme Court has taken a position every year, and I take the same position as that, as we take no position on the legislation. If you would like to create the retirement, we would be glad to administer it.
How about master's retirement?
That would be nice.
I was talking about the magistrate. It's been a hot issue off and on ever since I've been, maybe something will settle.
It's been at least 6 or 8 years.
I think the difference is in the early years, the Supreme Court and an administrative office as an arm of the policy of the court system opposed it a number of years ago. And there are problems with part-time and other problems. It depends on how that bill is drawn. For the last 5 years at least, as far as I know, we have taken no position, have not testified on it, and don't feel it's, at this point, it's proper for us to take a position on it, that it's a decision that the legislature should make, and if they should decide to do it and appropriate those monies, we certainly will administer that system.
We have further questions. Well, we're very appreciative of your taking the time, and we'll look forward to seeing you often.
Where are these bills going to come from now? Senate Bill 1's filed.
Senate Bill 1's filed. We thought what the Carlo's going to do tomorrow is go around and see if we can get sponsors for other bills.
I sort of agree with, I think it's Representative Gruenberg said that it's real nice to be able to identify those bills by having them filed. Maybe by the Judiciary Committee by request or something.
By request of the Chief Justice.
Yeah. I'm just for information, I'm going to call Bill Baird as soon as we turn here and see if he sees any reason why we couldn't do that. And if he sees no reason why not, somebody around this table can reach me. Otherwise, I think we'll just do it.
As long as that does not foreclose our consideration of it. Getting it filed by request is different than agreeing to vote for it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You should have been here yesterday. Explain that, right?
Yeah.
No, Don, you've got to vote.
You think
sorry.
I agree with something like
sorry.
That?
I don't think that I
got.
Well, thank you for your time, and if there's questions come up during the session, Carla and I, or both of us, will be here to certainly answer them. And we really do appreciate you taking this much time with us. This has not happened to us. So. Thank you.
That's too much time for
I applied to be excused from jury duty because of the session. They were very accommodating. He says, yes, well, we've had to postpone your jury duty.
Yeah, and we don't excuse, we only postpone.
We took care of that.
We took care of that about 5 years ago.
I asked my wife, how do you spell petard? That's your voice in the pot.
Thank you again.
Are we adjourned?
Yeah.
We're adjourned.
You're familiar with that.